Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Dear friends, there are a few words in the English vocabulary that I don't care if I never say again. In fact, there are some words that I would like to see stricken from our vocabulary. Virus is one of those words. Let's get rid of it. The number 19. I think from now on when we count, let's just go from 18 to 20. Your math teacher won't care. Right, Mrs. Witt? I think I am never going to read fiction again in my life. Just so I never, ever have to say the word novel again. But beloved, there are some words that I never get tired of saying. There are some words that I have been longing to share with you. I think you know what they are. I think you know how to respond. Here it is. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Amen.
Amen. I just heard an amen. See, I got to get used to this now that I'm kind of still new. This is my first Easter here with all of you. Amen. He is risen. He is risen. Go ahead and text that. Tweet that. Put that up on Facebook. Write it in big, bold letters. Christ is risen. Whoever's around you, give him a high five. Give him a hug. Tell him, Christ is risen. And then when you're done with that, go ahead and tell your neighbor one more thing. You can text one more thing before you tune in completely here. That's the verdict. It's the title for our sermon today. That's the verdict. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Dearly beloved in the Lord, have you ever noticed that people can sometimes be kind of judgy? You notice that? I mean, I know not you, but you know, people do. They make all kinds of assessments. We will render verdicts based on how people look. We will render verdicts by virtue of whatever political party they espouse to. And find all kinds of ways to make a judgment. They judged our Lord too. The Jewish leaders, the council, brought Jesus before them, and they said, their verdict was, he's a rabble-rouser. He doesn't belong. He is making trouble. He deserves death. Pontius Pilate said Jesus wasn't worth his time, wasn't worth the energy. He said, Jesus, you're on your own. But see, there is one verdict that actually matters. The only verdict that counts finally is the verdict of God the Father. And when God raised Jesus from the dead, he declared before all creation that he accepted Christ's sacrifice, his obedience, his death on the cross to atone for your sins. The verdict was, it took. It's good. I am well pleased. In fact, St. Paul tells us that if we were redeemed by or sanctified, reconciled by Jesus' death, how much more are we justified by his life? The fact that Jesus rose from the dead is God's declaration that we are forgiven. We are free. And that is the only verdict that matters. What God declared when he raised his son from the dead. It changes everything. That verdict changed the life of those women who were heading to a grave. That changed their whole day. These ladies have a predicament. It's really important to them that they anoint Jesus' body, that they give him a proper burial. But see, there's this obstacle. Who's going to roll away the stone? It's big. You don't just push it away. Beloved, I just wonder today if you're dealing with some sort of obstacle. There might be an obstacle in your relationships. You've tried, you've done everything you can, but it's not working. There is some sort of big elephant in the room. You can't get rid of it. You can have obstacles in your resources. You can have maxed out one credit card, went and maxed out another credit card, went and got another credit card to deal with those other credit cards, and then something like a pandemic happens. You get the picture. It's an obstacle. You know, religion can be an obstacle. You can make another commitment to change. And then you do it again. And you say, this time it's going to be different. This time I'm going to kick this habit. This time I'm not going to do it again. And then when you do it again, you just feel a little more hopeless, a little more helpless. There's this obstacle, and it is so much bigger than you. And you look at this big obstruction in your way, and you render a verdict. You say, it's hopeless. Well, here's what these women get. Here's what we all get from the Lord. A word. And it's not a word about our resources. It's not a word about our relationships. It's not a word about religiosity. It's a word of resurrection. The angel says, I know you thought it was over. I know you thought you were coming to a funeral, to a dead end. But look, Jesus isn't here. You're looking in the wrong place. He's alive. In fact, he's on the move. He went ahead of you into Galilee. Go tell the disciples. Let them know that just as Jesus said, he is in Galilee. And you get up, you go, you're going to find him there. This isn't a dead end. This is a beginning. That's the verdict. Well, now that changes everything. Now, we live a different way. Now, by faith, we make judgments differently. Now we say that God is good, He is with me, and He is for me. Say that with me. God is good, He is with me, He is for me. Third time's a charm. God is good, He is with me, He is for me. Now, we don't reach that conclusion by looking at the circumstances of our life and seeing if our life lines up with that assertion. We come to that verdict by revelation. Now I know that God is good, He is with me, and He is for me. And I live by that verdict, and I collect evidence now to support that verdict. That's not the way it works in a court of law, but that's the way it works in faith. Verdict first, evidence second. What does this mean? This means I don't look at my bank statement or the doctor's report to know that God is a provider and a healer. He is Jehovah Jireh and He is Jehovah Rapha. He is a provider and He is a healer. That's the verdict. Now, no matter what the evidence says, I can find greater evidence in the death of Jesus Christ, His love for me. That settles it. Out of court. That's the verdict. Christ is risen. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. He's alive. He's not dead. He lives. That's the message of the angel. And so watch what the women do. They hear this message and they pump their fists up in the air and they say, "Yes, I knew it. I knew He was going to rise from the dead." They're giving each other high five, fist bump. They're celebrating. They're dancing. I think somebody somewhere is saying, "Pastor, that ain't right. That is not how this story goes." Really? I mean, you'd think that would make sense. They heard the message. He's alive. Right? Fist bump. No? I really probably should read the text, shouldn't I? Don't go with what you think, Micah. Go with what the text says. All right, so when Sabbath is past, Mary Magdalene, mother of James, son of Christ, went to the tomb. There's an angel, not here. Go tell Peter and the disciples. He's going before you into Galilee. He's going to see him just as he told you. Oh, there it is. And they went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had seized them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. They're scared. They're not celebrating. There's no fist bump. It's fear. Now that is interesting, but useful, because we have this message But let's be honest, we still get scared. We still live in fits and starts. We falter. We're unsure. We have doubts. When we lived in Ravenna, we'd take the kids to a playground, had this really tall slide. And one of my children really wanted to go down that slide. So this child would tentatively walk up, look down, say, uh-uh, and walk back down. And then look up again and say, but I want to. And so they'd go back up to the top, look down, uh-uh. They'd climb all the way down. Back and forth they'd go. That's the way it works. We still have our doubts. We still get scared. We look at the boulder in our life. We look at our struggle and we say, good can't come out of this. Not out of this situation. God can't forgive me this time. I think the Bible says something about forgiving 70 times 7, and I think I just went past that. What's going to happen? How is this going to play out? I don't know. I'm scared. These women hear the message, and they run away. They hide out. You know, but I just can't get these words out of my head. Can I get, Dave, can you bring the camera this way? If you can't come here, I want to try and come closer to you. Because I just can't get these words out of my head. He's risen. That's the verdict. He's risen. So maybe faith isn't the absence of obstacles. Faith isn't the absence of fear. Faith is what holds on to God's verdict, which overrules my fear. Faith in the verdict says that Jesus is king and he decides how things go. Death, it bends to Jesus' will. You know, the women, we're told in the other gospel accounts, actually finally do go and tell the disciples. You can almost sort of just imagine their conversation. Risen? He's risen? I mean, he did predict it. He did tell us he was going to rise again and go to Galilee. There is that dude in the white robe. That's kind of weird. There's an empty tomb. There is the stone. Rolled away. Yeah, see, I've got fear. I'm just going to admit that. The issue isn't that we don't have fear. In fact, truth is, sometimes it seems like the good things that God wants to give us is just on the other side of that fear. And now we've got something to help us. Would you say it with me? Help me get through this. God is good. He is with me. He is for me. This is the message that we have to share with one another. Beloved, how are things going to play out in your home with whatever the obstacle is? What is going to go on with the coronavirus? What is our future going to look like? I don't know. But I do know God is good, and He loves me. I have no doubt. He loves us. I do know that He is with us. He is a very present help in trouble. I know that if God is for me, who can be against me? I know that God works all things for good for those who love Him and who are called according to His purpose. I know that He has plans for me, plans to prosper me. I know something. Oh, that my words were written. Oh, that these words were written down with an iron lead and stone forever. I know that my Redeemer lives, and on that last day, even though my flesh be destroyed, I will stand again, and I will see Him with my eyes, and not another. I know that my Redeemer lives. That's the verdict. Here's what we know, beloved. Here it is. Alleluia. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.